Blog Talk Radio.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meets and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
If Sunday has always been the day for music pleasure that makes you relax, think, and reflect on those things that are valuable, we will present a music selection especially for you, full of amazing composers, renowned violinists, and vocalists that will astonish your inner essence beyond measure. Our new Classical Music Adventure Series, a unique selection of classical music provided by only the best in the field. Our series, created by producer Don S. McClure, is just that, a classical music adventure you will enjoy. Join us and listen on Sunday evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 347-633-9376 or click on our website, dsmpublications.net. So join us on Sunday for our classical music adventures, presented by renowned American author Don S. McClure.
Well, good afternoon on a Sunday. And yes, we've got some halfway decent weather. But they say it's going to storm. So I don't know what's going on. But I titled the show today, Music and the Arts Join Together. You know, one of the things about these shows, I always try to be inspiring, the same as I was. And the more that I look at the book that's coming out, the more inspired I get that we have such a great history in the African American and African community. And at times, we seem to think it's not there, but it has grown so much in retrospect from people learning and doing and wanting to be involved. So my hat is off to those who salute Black history and want to make sure that it's out there 365 days of the year, because that's where it belongs, in school and everywhere else. Today's show, arts and music have a bond like brothers and sisters. It's true. The violin, the clarinet, the piano, the bass, the flute, the conductors that lead to great music so that we can enjoy them in movies. And lately, the theme Two Steps from Hell has almost been played in every YouTube video about a adventure movie, a love movie, a fighting movie, a wartime movie. And we're going to play it today, like all the others. But we have some other great music for you today, too. The theme songs of Hans Zimmer, one of the best classical music composers in today's time. And it seems like Hans Zimmer has done everything out there is to do. So, I want you to sit back and relax, contemplate on where you were, what you did some time ago, and how your life has evolved into now. I know mine has, and I've got some great memories, some tragic memories, some wonderful memories, and some not so wonderful memories. But it all sums up to, I've had a great life. And I don't mean had like I'm going anywhere, but, you know, you look back and say I've accomplished some things. So, we're going to start the show off with Women Warriors, Two Steps from Hell. And they've got almost every woman warrior out there seen playing behind this music. But it's pretty good. So, then we're going to go live to Hans Zimmer in Prague. And then we're going to play the encouraging speech of Al Pacino. So we got a great classical show for you today. So let's get it going on. Classical music and adventures, the arts. Music and arts joined together. While I continue finishing, and I'm on the great parts of the last book. I mean, it's got the Black History Gallery, pictures of how it started, all the people that came to the gallery presentation. It's really worth, and the artwork that my best friend did of some of the executives, he actually did portraits of them. They're in the new book. So we're moving on, getting stronger and better, and DSM, the network, is going to be on your TV screen with Black History Documentaries. Thank you. And that was Two Steps from Hell. The first one was Women Warriors. The second one was Two Steps from Hell, Never. What excitement that I could just feel inside of the music. We've got more great music to come. We want to play a little speech first to encourage you. And then we're going to Hans Zimmer live in Prague, where he composes and performs the soundtrack, Time. And it's magnificent. I just got through scanning the beautiful black and white portraits done by the Chicago artist, Anthony Stevens, and they're going to be in the book showing what the gallery will be bringing to life. It's more than just the Black history part. It's sharing the talent of artists that are featuring Black history. So let us continue. Hans Zimmer live in Time.
I don't know what to say, really. 3 minutes to the biggest battle of our professional lives all comes down to today. Either we heal as a team or we're going to crumble. Inch by inch, play by play, till we're finished. We're in hell right now, gentlemen. Believe me. And we can stay here, get the shit kicked out of us, or we can fight our way back into the light. We can climb out of hell. 1 inch at a time. Now, I can't do it for you. I'm too old. I look around, I see these young faces, and I think, I mean, I made every wrong choice a middle-aged man can make. I pissed away all my money, believe it or not. I chased off anyone who's ever loved me. And lately, I can't even stand the face I see in the mirror. You know, when you get old in life, things get taken from you. I mean, that's part of life. But you only learn that when you start losing stuff. You find out life's a game of inches. So is football. Because in either game, life or football, the margin for error is so small. I mean, one half a step too late or too early, and you don't quite make it. One half second too slow, too fast, you don't quite catch it. The inches we need are everywhere around us.
Hell yeah.
They're in every break of the game, every minute, every second. On this team, we fight for that inch. On this team, we tear ourselves and everyone else around us to pieces for that inch. We claw with our fingernails for that inch. Because we know when we add up all those inches, that's going to make the fucking difference between winning and losing. Between living and dying. I'll tell you this, in any fight, it's the guy who's willing to die who's going to win that itch. And I know if I'm going to have any life anymore, it's because I'm still willing to fight and die for that itch. Because that's what living is. The 6 inches in front of your face. Now, I can't make you do it. You got to look at the guy next to you. Look into his eyes. Now, I think you're going to see a guy who will go that inch with you. You're going to see a guy who will sacrifice himself for this team because he knows when it comes down to it, you're going to do the same for him. That's a team, gentlemen. And either we heal now as a team or we will die as individuals. That's football, guys. That's all it is. Now, what are you going to do?
And that's Al Pacino. Any Given Sunday was the speech that he was making about standing up in teamwork. You know, when you're about to open a gallery or do something, it's the teamwork that you're going to put in. The individuals that you're going to feature that are going to have so much prominence. It It's going to become a tourist attraction. It's going to become a job attraction. It's going to become a marketing attraction, all because you came up with an idea. And that's what the book is, the birth of an idea. It supersedes all the nonsense out there, all the can't do it, all the naysayers. You know, one of the governors that signed on early, Kurt Fordyce, Mississippi's governor, had a history of racial tension and was not for a lot of things that could move Mississippi forward. But in his latter days, he signed Black History Awards Day in Mississippi. And he was hoping that Ronnie Musgrove would not win the election for governor and take it from him. You see, Kurt Fordyce was a Republican. Ronnie Musgrove was a Democrat. And the following year, Ronnie Musgrove won and signed the proclamation for Black History Awards Day in Mississippi, right after Kurt Fordyce had signed the same document in 1999. 2000 ushered in a new year, and a new attitude was growing. Wasn't perfect, but it was growing. We're going to play The Da Vinci Code by Hans Zimmer. Fabulous movie starring Tom Hanks and, of course, the amazing soundtrack by Hans Zimmer. And that was The Da Vinci Code. I'm sure a lot of you have seen the movie. The adventure. The excitement. Between the music from Hans Zimmer and the acting quality of Tom Hanks and the actual filming in Italy, where The Da Vinci Code was filmed. Just amazing. We're going to turn now to a break. And when we come back, we've got more great music for you on the one and only Classical Music Adventures, Music and the Arts, joined together.
My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other, was created by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our story centers around the lives of three sisters who are identical triplets, making this tale of intrigue unusual. The middle sister, Tiara, has the misfortune of being misidentified as Trajan, the top espionage operative for the U.S. and the leading female agent in the world of clandestine affairs, more dangerous than the CIA, MI6, or the KGB, and capable of getting the results America needs in the war against terrorism. You will find yourself caught up in My Sister Tiana.
Mi Hermana Tiana, una película de espías igualada por ningún otro, fue creado por el reconocido autor americano Don S. McClure. Nuestra historia se centra alrededor de la vida de tres hermanas que son trillizas idénticas, haciendo de esta historia de intriga inusual. La hermana del medio, Tiara, tiene la desgracia de ser identificado erróneamente como Trajano, el operativo de espionaje superior para los Estados Unidos y el agente principal femenino en el mundo de los negocios clandestinos. Más peligrosa que la CIA, el M16 o la KGB, y capaz de conseguir los resultados Estados Unidos necesita en la guerra contra el terrorismo. Usted se encontrará atrapado en Mi Hermana Tiana.
And we have returned. And now we turn our attention to the theme song for a motion picture called Dune. And it's the new version. And of course, they selected Hans Zimmer to be the composer of the film, Dune, a remake from an old movie with a new spectacular view.
Thank you.
And that was Dune from the new version or the new movie, featuring a lot of great imaginative scenes. Now we turn our attention to some classical piano, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy it. Schumann, as they bring to life classical music adventures on Sunday.
Thank you.
And that was simply beautiful. The piano has always been a part of classical music. We're going to take a quick break. We've got 24 minutes left for some great music to come along. So stay tuned for Classical Music Adventures. I'm your host, Don S. McClure.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current programs stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
No Love, Passacala, Beautiful Romantic Piano. There's something just magical about music. I turn now to Women Warriors, Two Steps from Hell, one of my favorites, and then Two Steps from Hell, Never, that we played earlier in the show, and we've got so many requests to return to those two magical tracks.
Thank you.
as I was two steps from hell. An exciting piece. Really worth listening to. And we have so much great music on Sunday that it's hard to pick sometimes the classical pieces that are enjoyable to play. My name is Don S. McClure, and I'm your host on Sunday, Classical Music Adventures. And we're going to drift out. We have more work to do on the book, but it's done and it's, I guess, 90% entirety. Be a great new publication for me, adding to the list of credits. So I just want to tell the world thank you. And to my special friends out there, thank you. And to all the people that supported my ideas to even start the 28 Days of February project to honor Black history and the expansion of knowledge. I'm going to say goodnight, and I'm going to enjoy Two Steps from Hell while I write.